This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Desperate to keep the U.S. Senate driving its agenda, NARAL is associating pro-life advocates at the Susan B. Anthony list with the sexual abuse of women. After warning South Carolina voters not to listen to pro-life advocates, NARAL's ad displays a vulgar cartoon from the era of Susan B. Anthony to infer pro-life support for sexual abuse. The Journal of Medical Ethics is taking a popular opinion poll to gauge support for a change in ethics. Organ donation, to be ethical, must come from dead donors, and the opinion poll posits the idea that if someone is in a particularly bad situation, that it might be ethical to take their organs while living. The poll's absurdity seemingly denies that there is an ethos to be maintained. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
After running a two-state scheme to perform late-term abortions, abortionist Stephen Chase Brigham has lost another medical license for gross negligence, deception, and official misconduct. The state of New Jersey joins New York, Florida, and Pennsylvania as states where Brigham has lost or surrendered, under pressure, his medical license. Brigham also faces heavy fines. Brigham's practice has been likened to that of gruesome abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.